こんにちは、ストリートタグ。私はエリキムですよ。スースライチナムクマイ、クニョムエリキムですよ。Yeah. I could take over the planet. All right, so leverage, God leverage. Okay, fun facts. Those kind of tan steely looks, that's going to be the future. All right, so some thoughts. Oh, also shout out to my brother-in-law, John Narciso. Narciso! Lots of black rhino rims here in Phnom Penh, Cambodia. All right, so some thoughts. Leverage, God leverage, the MSTR, MSTU strategies. So, if you were to become a Bitcoin overlord, I think it's pretty obvious at this point, guys. MSTR is going to hit 500, 550, 700, 800, 880, 1,000, 1,200. Eventually hit $10,000 a year. I wouldn't be surprised. I mean, crazier things have happened. Actually, I was randomly thinking about it. I was like, with one of my best friends, Kevin, in, this was like, I don't even know, it was like a decade ago. We were in Boracay in Philippines. We're like in the water swimming around, you know, at the beach chilling, right? It's like getting getting this beach service for like a dollar for drinks, right? It was pretty cool. Wow. Beautiful morning. You're the sunrise morning, babe. Nothing in the water. Wow, look at the sunrise. All right. Get some lights. All right. So then, wow, it's so beautiful. Actually, there's nothing more blissful than Phnom Penh sunrise. Yeah, love it. All right. Phnom Penh is Nirvana. Bitcoin is Nirvana solidified. Oh man, this place is so beautiful. I love it. I love it though. Okay. But anyways, I remember it's like, I mean, at the time I had no money, right? But I was just like, I had this like crystal clear vision. I'm like, we should probably buy Amazon stock. We're like, okay, it's a good idea. And truth be told, I think none of us really acted on it. But now, you know, now that we's millennial rich. It's funny too, because people call millennial rich. It's technically, Gen Y, right? Gen X was before us, then Gen Y, Gen Z. Like, it's just, come on. It's simple alphabet. And I guess Seneca's generation, my son's generation, the next generation. I suppose they're going to be Gen A, Generation Alpha. I mean, it's a good idea because we're going to reset the clock, right? But anyways, so some funny ways to think about this. MSTR is kind of the God Bitcoin protocol. Then there's MSTU, MSTX. Which is like throwing bacon grease on the bacon grease fire on the pan, and it's just gonna like keep going out of control. It's pretty fun. And in terms of just like leverages, right? How do you say this? Is it that end? Well, let's keep going. All right. Anyways. Yeah, like it's, how do you think about this? Okay, so skyscrapers, right? So Bitcoin is the land. MSTR is like the company that's building all these freaking skyscrapers all around, right? And then MSTU or MSTX is like a magical hack in which you could just like double up the building in twice the time, right? It's it's like kind of financial wizardry, financial engineer. It's funny because like, people say it disparagingly, like in a bad way. And then Sailor on the interview is like, yeah, it is financial engineering. I'm an engineer. They're like, ... We have no response to that. Most people are quite foolish. But anyways, so... Wow, look at these places. Anyways, fun facts. I was just kind of touring some of these like super, super elite like top of the line luxury apartment, like 360 panoramic views of the city, curved glass floor to ceiling, like amazing. Like, actually, this is my best vision too. I toured one of the units. It's only 3,000 a month, 3,200 a month, which is like the same price of rent of like a 2-bed, 1-bath in LA. And this is a vision. You have a kitchen, right? With like floor to ceiling windows right in front of the sink overlooking the city. Like, it's pretty phenomenal. It's pretty cool. Anyways, there's also lots of good options for living here. And actually the fun fact too is the only reason you wouldn't live in Phnom Penh, Cambodia is if you have like some sort of job, physical job, in which you must be in the office like once or twice a week or something, right? And it's like crazy. It's like, man, COVID. I'm like, bro, if you work at like Apple, Amazon, like, why did they require you to go to the office? It's like, you're some like fake ass woke people, right? The obvious thing is working the office should be optional, and it's better because if going to the office is optional, smells good. All this stuff here smells good. If it becomes optional, as a consequence, anyone who actually goes to the office, they're gonna be auto-telic motivated because they like being in the office, and they'll get their best work done there. If you work remotely, you prefer that, they'll get their best work done there. So I'm like, man, if I was like CEO of Apple, Amazon, Facebook, Google, like all the big tech companies, bro, I'd be like the most like enlightened CEO of all times. It's like, yeah, just give people their freedom, right? And actually the irony too is, I mean, if you're a super evil overlord, right? You could be like fake, give people their freedom, let them do whatever. And then you have a forever slave being paid $500,000 a year, right? When you think about it, this is how a lot of corporations have the random British dude who couldn't make it in London and then get job in Dubai, you know, give the dude a company car, like some, I don't know, decent German car. And then on top of that, you know, private school for his three kids, give them a villa, and then you have a forever slave. I mean, the nicer way to say it is indentured servant. And this is also why anybody who's on TikTok, Facebook, any of the social media platforms, use a slave, SLAVE dollar sign, right? Because, you know, if you use PewDiePie, right? You can't just delete your YouTube account if you wanted to. Use like effed, right? And so I've been saying this for the last like 15 years, guys. Own your platform, own yourself. Still a brave new world of domains like bluehost.com. Like, I'm actually gobbling up all of the domains. Actually, I just registered american-bitcoin.net and american-bitcoin.org. So hopefully I could promote Bitcoin policy for America, the States, Black Eagle Capital. Essentially, my vision is America needs at least 3 million Bitcoins, and if I could promote this to the government. Like, honestly, I love America. I mean, honestly, there's a lot of things about America that sucks, but lots of things that about America are great. For example, access to the capital markets. I mean, friggin' long live Saylor. If it wasn't for Michael Saylor, no way in HE double hockey sticks could I become so effing Bitcoin overlordy, right? It's like the only strategy. There's no second best strategy. Yeah, it's pretty obvious. And I think the only other reason why people don't promote Bitcoin, my thought is, like, you have a bunch of like nerds who are trying to create some sort of strategy that's like you have a bunch of nerds who are just trying to suggest an overly complicated solution because, you know, everybody wants to, you know, make an impact on the planet. They want to change the world, right? So everybody who's in the not Bitcoin world, but still in crypto, the general idea is, yeah, you want to, like, you know, propose a good solution. And then, you know, honestly, the truth is everyone has good intentions. The only difference is some solutions are more simple, more elegant, more effective. Bitcoin is the only option. Like, Bitcoin is like digital cyber granite meets steel, but a trillion times better. Everything else, you know, Ethereum and all the other stuff, it's like cotton candy. It's like, imagine building a house on cotton candy foundation. It might look pretty, but it's not gonna end well. Also, another fun fact too is, don't get suckered by, it's funny, you were a photographer, right? Don't get suckered by marketing materials and pictures. Pictures, like, I have a heuristic. The nicer the pictures look, typically the not nicer the place actually is. What's actually more important to look at is the management, you know, staff, location, quiet, peace. So anything that's too flashy and new, be very, very cautious. I mean, Bitcoin's been battle tested for like 15, it's been around for 15 years, guys. 15 years, that's a long ass time, and everything else has been around for a much shorter time. So if you think about the Nassim Taleb, the Lindy effect, right? So because Bitcoin, I mean, think about this way. Bitcoin's a genesis, like read the white paper of Ethereum. Essentially, it's like, you know, it's the brainchild of Vitalik. And he's like, oh, Bitcoin's cool, but it's got problems X, Y, and Z. Let me fix it, right? Be very careful of people who just show up and like, oh, let me try to fix it. Like, people who try to fix things that ain't broken already, trying to improve it or make it better, they're going to, I mean, Taleb calls them interventionalistas, right? By trying to intervene, even if you have good intentions, often makes a not good protocol. And in simple things, guys, you know, if you have a 70-year-old Asian American, you know, Asian mom, Vietnamese, Korean, whatever, right? Everyone can pronounce Bitcoin. Can you try to get your mom to type out Ethereum, XRP, Ripple? No, like Solana? No, right? I have no idea what it is. It's like, it makes no sense. ADA, Cardano is gonna go to zero. All of them are gonna, not do too good. And also Saylor has an interesting idea. If it's not going to zero, it's going to a million. My thought is not going to zero, it's going to at least 100 million. Big goals. So, what is we to do? First things first, my thought is Phnom Penh is Nirvana. Like, I effing insane. Like, I love it here forever. Like, my goal would be to live here 99% of the year and just go back, you know, once a year to just get my mail or something. But yeah, like, there's really nothing I miss in this. Like, you know, obviously friends and family, but besides that, I mean, there's FaceTime, right? And the truth is, like, if you focus on your own happiness, you're gonna benefit your whole cosmic social universe of friends and peoples around you. Now that Bitcoin, it's like, it's kind of like the ironic thing is, I would check Bitcoin use feverishly when it was like running sideways or dipping or whatever, but now I don't read none of the news. I'm like, I already know it's on fire, it's gonna go up forever. I'm trying to stay focused on the long-term vision. I have like this idea of like Asian American Bitcoin too, where I think the future of Bitcoin is gonna be bridging America and Asia. So Asia, China is not the enemy. It's just like lots of capital just waiting to become unlocked. And the truth is, you know, China knows, they're already experimenting in special zones.